A romantic psychological drama, Fair Play enters the world of highly competitive stock market trading.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Cue music.
This is Movies First with Alex First.
Luke, Alden Ehrenreich, lives with and is madly in love with Emily, Phoebe Dynevor. He thinks he's the luckiest man alive. In the most unlikely of locations, he proposes to her, and she says yes. At that stage, we, the audience, have no idea what either of them do for a living. It turns out that their relationship is under wraps because both work as analysts for a cutthroat hedge fund where inter-office ties are forbidden. Luke is the more senior and is keen on a promotion. But the big boss, Campbell, Eddie Marsan, appreciates Emily's decision-making and elevates her above Luke and other analysts in the floor pool. Make no mistake, Campbell is mercenary, and he makes no bones about it. Those who he believes don't measure up are cut without a qualm. Campbell relays the good news to Emily in a bar at 2 in the morning. That's after Emily's immediate superior, Rory, Sebastian D'Souza, has metaphorically dragged her out of bed to ensure she attends. Luke isn't exactly enamoured, including wondering if there's more to the promotion, but he makes out that he is. Emily tells him she'll help him move up the ladder too, but Luke says he wants to do it on his own. Truth be told, that's never going to happen because Campbell is far from sold on him. Things turn toxic as Emily is wined and dined while Luke isn't making any headway. Their relationship reverts from highly sexed and mutually satisfying to cold, distant and volatile. Writer and director Chloe Dumont has done a decent job drawing us, the audience, into the mire. The role of women and how to get ahead is clearly in the spotlight in Fair Play, which pushes many of the right buttons before stretching friendships with its ending. Romance turns to tension, which continues to ratchet up. The chemistry between Luke and Emily is apparent, as they are most agreeable at the start. Ehrenreich initially comes across as caring and considered, while Dynevor is charming and warm. And then things change. A badly chosen word here and another there is the start of the slide between Luke and Emily. Support turns to resentment. At the same time, the portrayal of aggression and abrasive masculinity at the hedge fund is well established. A drinks night at a men's club is illuminating. Marsan doesn't need to say much, and yet it's clear how ruthless Campbell is. Marsan plays him well. I like the juxtaposition of the work and home environment in which the two key players gravitate. That includes the early alarm clock wake-up calls, the train trips into the office, and the screens, texts, and calls that are grist to the mill at the office. The cinematography is by Mino Manns. I wasn't sold on Emily's mother, played by Geraldine Somerville's portrayal in successive phone calls. They appeared inauthentic. And I felt the ending also lacked credibility. It went too far. It pushed too hard and put Emily in a situation which I don't believe reflected the real world. That aside, though, Fair Play is an intriguing and intense cat-and-mouse game. It scores a 7 out of 10.
You've been listening to Movies First with Alex First.
Available at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or your favourite podcast player. You can also stream on demand at Bytes.com.
This has been another quality podcast production from Bytes.com.